This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Hello. You're listening to Animal Party on Pet Life Radio. And me, Deb Wolf. And I had a busy weekend. It was a stat holiday here. We didn't have to work yesterday. Well, okay, I had to work yesterday, of course. I had to feed my animals and let them all out and look after the dogs at the kennel. But most people didn't have to work yesterday. We had a long weekend. You gotta love that. So I get to go to the beach. And I know there should be a drum roll here. There wasn't a winner of the worst dog at the beach this weekend. No one brought their dog, which makes me really, really sad. Even though dogs aren't allowed at the beach during peak season, I always feel safer when there's a good dog at the beach, or two, or three, or 10, because they're looking after everybody. They're dealing with all the kerfuffles, all the negativity, all the aggression. And anybody who wants to do wrong wants to do it away from the dog. So if you're near the dog, you're okay. But there's a lot of trouble with dogs on beaches. And I recently got a text from a lab owner that I know that said, you know, I wish we'd left the dog with you. We took a dream vacation to the island and we thought we'd bring our Weltrim. Oh, I shouldn't say this in the letter because I know the dog, but it's a really, really obedient, middle-aged, well-trained Labrador retriever. You know, like the kind they use to guide the blind. Like he's one of those. Okay. So all he ever wants to do is fetch and cuddle. That's his, and eat. Those are his things. He likes to, his big bliss is fetching water. Okay. That's the dog. He's no other thing on his mind except retrieving. That's his thing. So yeah, really good dog, really well behaved. Most people like him, not a problem. She said it was a nightmare. Everywhere they went, it was an issue. The hotels and Airbnbs and places that were supposed to allow dogs, some of them were true to the rules that were stated, but some were not. They saw his size and all of a sudden didn't want them at last minute when they get there. So that was bad. It didn't say anywhere in the rules that the dog had to be 40 pounds or less. Well, this dog's pretty big. Yeah, he's kind of chunky. So he's, but that doesn't make him more disruptive or more destructive or more aggressive. In fact, big fat old dog is lazy and less destructive than a peppy little thing or an untrained dog or a dog that jumps on everything. I mean, people, little doesn't mean good and big doesn't mean bad. So they had all this flack and then they thought, you know what? We'll just go to our favorite beach in the world. We'll just go to Tofino, they thought. Yeah, Tofino, known for no rules and hippie chicks with piercings and tattoos and surfer dudes and counterculture like you haven't seen since the 60s. Okay, we'll go to Tofino. They'll let our dog play on the beach in Tofino. Nope, that is not the case. No, no dogs allowed on the beach in Tofino unless they are leashed, even when they're swimming in the water. So this lady writes, by the end of it all, we let the dog off briefly in the water, and within a minute, a ranger came strutting along, almost trotting, ran up to us and read us the riot act, and we had to put our dog on leash. So not only was the dog bummed out, but so were the humans who got soaking wet in the ice cold surf playing fetch with the dog, because the dog had to stay on leash the entire time. Now, why is this going on? Well, I'll talk about that after the break. Stay tuned on Animal Party Pet Life Radio.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Hello, you're back at Animal Party Pet Life Radio with Deb Wolf. A long time ago, I went to Tofino with my dog back then, a wolf cross called Mike. It was just the two of us, and we took a boat trip, and they dropped us off on this beautiful walkway, this boardwalk that was supposed to be 2 kilometers, like a mile, but it didn't really feel like that because it was so beautiful and so well manicured. And we walked through these woods of towering trees on this island, and the guy was supposed to pick us up, I think at 6 o'clock, something like that. This was like a little boat that you could hire that stopped at the different islands and dropped people off, and then he'd come back for you later. And he seemed okay, but but he forgot about us. He totally forgot about us. Me and my dog were stuck on this island waiting. We went to the dock. We walked back the 2 kilometers from the hot springs where we were hanging out all day, and we waited and we waited, and, you know, no guy, no boat, nothing. Okay, so it's starting to get dark. All right. I mean, it gets dark pretty late here in summer, but me and the dog, we'll go back to the hot springs. It's warmer and nicer there. Yeah, okay, we'll wait till morning. Maybe he'll come back tomorrow. So we went all the way to the hot springs and spent the night there. And the dog, who was, like I said, a wolf cross, was a skilled hunter. So he had no problems with finding things to eat. No problems at all. But I was getting pretty hungry. And I was pretty lucky because late at night, a bunch of teenagers came over, boys and girls, and they were astonished to find me there. They lived on the other side of the island, and they were First Nations kids. And they couldn't believe it. They saw Mike before they saw me, and they were following Mike. And I guess Mike was leading them to me, probably. But they followed him. They thought he was a wolf, which, of course, he is. And they thought they were following a tame wolf, which they were curious about, until they found me. And and then it was the nicest thing. They had caught all these prawns. And so they showed me how they cook them in the hot springs water, how they steam them. And so I was not hungry. I was well fed, and we sang songs, and they told me stories. They complained a lot. We talked a lot. It was a really good night. But it was a completely primitive, wild experience. And I can't even imagine that place with rules. When I was there, there were no rules. The guy didn't even remember to pick me up till the next day. You know, it was really, really quite wild country. And I didn't see people at all. And now I'm thinking of Tofino as this tourist destination that is so popular. And because there are wolves there, they've had huge problems. They've had humans and dogs chased into the ocean by the wolves and drowned. The dogs drowned. They've had all kinds of predatory behavior where the dogs are perceived as either prey, if they're small, or competitors, if they're big. And so there is a way to responsibly walk your dog off leash in this area, but because so many people are not doing that, the rangers are cracking down. And they're being completely unreasonable because they have to be, because the dog owners are so lackadaisical. They don't realize that the pack is there. They see one, they don't realize there's 20. They think their dog, oh, look, he's meeting the wolves. No, he's about to be killed by the wolves. You're not getting it, people. You're not getting it. So yes, there are some occasions. There was a husky gone missing last year in Russia, and it was located on some hunter's webcam where it was running with a pack of wolves. Yeah, that happens very, very rarely. And this pack in Tofino is known for killing dogs. So your dog isn't safe with them. And if you're traveling with your dog, you got to know the rules before you get there. You got to research it. So I could have made this mistake. Going by what I remember of Tofino, I might have thought, you know what? I'm going to pack up my 4 dogs and I'll go camping. It would have been the biggest mistake. I would have spent so much money and time getting there. And in the end, 4 dogs on leash the entire time? Oh, no way. I'm not doing that. That's not a holiday. But you got to give the rangers credit. They're just trying to keep everybody safe. And we don't want a pack of wolves that becomes conditioned to preying on people or people's pets or only, you know, doing this. Unfortunately, whenever the dog owners are so unreasonable, that the crackdown has to come all inclusive, what ends up happening is we lose that beach. So what am I talking about? Well, I'm talking about coyotes, actually. So I'm going to talk about that after the next break on Animal Party Pet Life Radio. Do you have coyotes in your neighborhood? Well, if you think you don't, you're probably mistaken. Stay tuned.
Talk to the Paw.
Hi, this is Amy Shore.
Hi, I'm Jane Lynch.
This is Mandy Moore.
Hi there, I'm Kate Walsh.
This is Catherine Tygo.
There's only one station that gives you the scoop on wagging tongues and tails. And who's walking who in Rent and Tinseltown. Pet Life Radio, the tail wagger.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Hello, you're back on Animal Party on Pet Life Radio. Who invited the coyotes to the party? That was a mistake. Oh, no, they mate with wolves, they mate with dogs. They're smart, they're agile, they're clever, they're survivalists like nobody else. We don't want them in our neighborhoods, but they're there, for real. They're there, they're everywhere, they're in the parks, they're cleaning up the garbage, they're picking off the cats, they're killing little dogs. They are taking over. And every time people are irresponsible about picking up the poop and respecting the areas where dogs aren't supposed to go, every time that happens, the crackdown makes it so no dogs, even the well-behaved poop scoop dogs, are allowed off leash. And then what happens? The coyotes take over. Because there's no scent. There's nothing there to stop them. It would be a lot better if people could be responsible with their dogs so that the big, tough dogs could still be allowed to mark the parks. The big, tough dogs could still be allowed to chase them off. The big, tough dogs could still play and scrum in the park and put on a big show so that coyotes know, hey, this isn't our park. It's their park. But that doesn't happen. And they encroach and encroach and encroach. And then when a dog does go there, he's surrounded. So we have to really rethink this. We could be using our dogs more cleverly. Much more cleverly in the way that societies used to use them. It used to be, if you were a person who wanted to do trouble to a village, you were a stranger, and you wandered into that village, the dogs of the village knew you didn't belong, and they would assess you by scent and motive and behavior. And if they thought you were a threat to the village, they would escort you out. They would stop you from entering. And that happened with predators, too. But we don't have that anymore. We don't let our dogs protect us the way we ought to. Think about that. Okay, so there was some good news around the world. And the giant panda is no longer on the endangered list. That's a good one. In Mexico, the jaguars are coming back. So they're less and less at risk. And the green sea turtles are coming back. So these are three good news stories, animal stories, that you probably won't hear about because good news doesn't sell, but I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to give you the good animal news along with the bad. That's right. And here's a good one. All right, Florida. Florida, the often made fun of state for crazy stories about alligators and grocery stores. Yes, Florida. Florida did something great. There is now, I think this is terrific. If you are convicted of animal abuse in Florida, you will never be allowed to own a pet again. About time. Yes, let's adopt that around the world, everybody. And in Indonesia recently, they banned elephant shows, which may not sound like a big deal, but elephants are extremely intelligent. Not that intelligence should be the only thing that guarantees good treatment, but can you not sympathize and empathize with a long-lived, intelligent animal who is very attached to his family and then is separated and made to work its entire life as a slave? I can. So the idea that they don't have to do that anymore in Indonesia is fantastic. Yes. Thank you, Indonesia. And Mexico. I can't believe how generous you're being to Canada right now. So we have fires in Ontario. We have fires in British Columbia, where I live. We have fires that are joining each other. We have fires that are smoking out the skies. We have fires in the state of Washington. in the USA that are so bad, the smoke is traveling up to Canada. That's what we got here. And while that's all going on, some of the politicians are talking about what we can do to fix it in the future in terms of changing the causes of these fires and getting control of emissions and dealing with it. But others are talking about sharing resources and sending firefighters. And that's what Mexico and Canada has always done that. Right now, a firefighter just recently died helping Colorado fight a fire. And that was a Canadian firefighter. So Canada has always sent firefighters when needed to other countries. And Australia has been pretty generous with Canada. We have opposite fire seasons. So Canada and Australia for a long time have had their firefighters go back and forth to help save people and property and animals and wildlife. But I gotta say, the recent reaction from the American president has been really quite baffling, how he's reacted. And for those of you who know what's going on with New York being smoked out by Ontario fires, and well, I just want to say, Mexico, well done sending us all those firefighters and teams. They're already on the ground. And thank you, thank you. That's what friends do. So when you're on fire, you can count on us. That's how it works. All right, Mexico. Thank you, thank you. Gracias. So sometimes I tell you about marine life. And there's been some recent discoveries. There have been about octopus and their intelligence and different animals. But one thing I noticed lately is the killer whales. Because I've met them, been out in the wild and been on a boat and had them surround me and had different encounters with them where they seem to look you right in the eye. I have a fascination with them. So killer whales, they're not whales like other whales. They're part of the dolphin family. So they're actually the biggest dolphin. And I'm going to talk about whales and killer whales and dolphins on future shows. But I wanted to leave you with this idea right now that the only time orcas have ever hurt humans is when they're in captivity. Even in the Strait of Gibraltar right now, where the orcas are torpedoing boats and ruining rudders and making sailors have to get rescued, even when the sailors plummet into the water, the orcas don't touch them. They don't eat them. They don't hurt them. They don't drown them. They don't do anything with them. They don't hurt humans. There's never been a human killed by an orca. They've killed moose. They've killed all kinds of sea creatures because that's what they eat. They've even killed whales. They've killed great white sharks. Orcas love to eat the liver out of a great white shark. They will kill a great white sharks will just skedaddle if there's an orca pod, of course, because they're food. So they could kill us, but they never do. Now, there was one famous whale, Tilikum, who was in captivity since the age of 2. He was captured from his wild pod, taken from the ocean and put in a little tank. That's what it's like for them. And kept there for years. And he killed 3 people. He's the only one, though. He wasn't taught by his pod to leave humans alone. He wasn't taught by his pod all the things that all the whales learn that makes them so kind to us. So that's something to think about. And I'm so glad that we're getting rid of these whales in captivity and starting to release them and rehome them and stop capturing them and stop letting them perform for us. Because it's really time we recognize animals belong where they belong, everybody. Okay. Everybody at Animal Party and Pet Life Radio from me, Deb Wolf, and Pet Life Radio. Ciao, meow. Be good to your animals.
Let's Talk Pets every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.